The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
Every time I see a little girl, hello, how are you? Big smile, like that. I just wonder what her future is.
I just got back. It's getting so much darker. This is evil that is being perpetrated against children. They could be your daughter. It could be your sister. They're crying out right now. This evil cannot go on any longer.
Next on Life Today.
Hello, I'm Sheila Walsh. Welcome to this special program. For over 10 years, here at Life Outreach International, we've been involved in rescuing young girls and sometimes young boys from sex trafficking all around the world. I would love to tell you that things are so much better now, but they're not. They're a lot worse. I recently returned from a trip to Southeast Asia, and the thing that really broke my heart was the age of so many of these children who are being trafficked. Sometimes when you watch programs, it's tempting to think, well, perhaps they find themselves there because that's the life they have chosen. No, far, far from it. So many young girls, someone will come to their village and say, hey, we have a job for you in our town. And because, particularly in Southeast Asia, there's a tremendous commitment to family, in wanting to honor their family, to take care of their parents, these young girls will accept a job, and suddenly they'll find themselves in a nightmare of a world. Sometimes they'll be offered a meal. They have no way of knowing that the food has been drugged, and they will wake up in a small cell, really, with a man beside them, and their life is now behind a closed and often locked door. We care about these children. We care about the cries. I've talked to so many young girls who've told me sometimes I would look up at the stars through a little hole in the ceiling and ask, if there's a God in heaven, will you please send me some help? That's why we're here. We're here because we want to respond to those cries. But the need is urgent. The need is now. I want to show you something of the work that we have been doing over the last 10 years that will give you an idea of exactly our hope and our mission that we will be able to reach these girls before a trafficker ever touches them, that we would be able to rescue those who have been trapped. And not only that, but we would be able to restore them to a life. These are not just somebody else's children across the world. They could be your daughter. It could be your sister. They're crying out right now, and I'm asking you, will you respond to that cry? Will you join with us and determine that this evil cannot go on any longer? Some of this may be hard to watch, but once you've seen it, you can't look away. Watch this.
Every time I see a little girl, hello, how are you? Big smile, like that. I just wonder what her future is.
When we began bringing you the stories of girls trapped in human trafficking over a decade ago, you responded in a big way. Through the work of Rescue Life, we began to shine God's light in the very darkest places on earth. And when that light appeared, the evil ones scattered like cockroaches back into the crevices and corners they came from. But they never stopped their terrible crimes. There's too much money involved. Instead, they've continued underground. Their progress has been slowed, but our work is more critical than ever. Because the traffickers have been chased out of committing their crimes in the open, there is fresh fear among the girls to speak with us. Many don't want their faces shown because they're scared for their families if someone finds out they're helping end this industry. But we want you to know that these girls, even the ones we can't show, they're real. Their pain is real. Our tears have fallen together on the same floor as they've told us over and over that they want freedom, but they don't know how. Well, we know how. Our partners all over the world are reaching these girls, in many cases preventing trafficking altogether through education and border intervention. We're rescuing them through investigations and SWAT raids. And we're restoring them through safe houses and skills training so they can have a life and an income when they leave our care. It's ironic that our success has made our work more difficult, but we won't be stopped. Not until the last girl is freed. We need your help today more than ever. We need you to speak up for these precious ones who cannot speak for themselves. They're waiting and hoping for rescue. We can't let them hope in vain.
It's overwhelming, isn't it? When you see that amount of need and you see numbers of children like that. But for me, the reality is it comes down to the life of each child. One child reached, you change her whole world. I was in Southeast Asia recently and had an opportunity to understand some more of how these children end up in a place like this. Some viewers have written and asked me, well, how does a child get from a village to a place like that? One girl I met, her dad is in prison and her mother left and went off with a younger man, leaving her to take care of four children. She was 12. That's where it starts. It starts with innocent children going out at night, trying to collect cans to sell 8 cans for a quarter. And so often that is where they are kidnapped and taken away. Their cries will never leave me. And that's why I wanted to share with you exactly what the need is, how these children get there, and how we can do something. Some are able to escape, but honestly, they are rare. Most girls, when they are trafficked like that and captured, their spirits and their wills are broken down until they believe they have no value. A pastor told me, we have to tell these children they have more value than a chicken. They consider a chicken as something you would sell, and they have no more value than that. We know differently. We know that the value that Christ places on each life was his own life. I want to take you now and show you the story of a young girl and how she was caught up in that evil world. I think it'll help you understand how this happens. Please watch this.
I just wanted to explain why with this particular little girl that we're not showing her face. She's 11 years old, and so we want to do everything we can to protect her. So when you were just 9 years old, something terrible happened to you one night. Why don't you tell us about that? I'm horrified by her story, and the tragedy is she's not the only one. There are so many girls, and here's what I think. If we don't defend her, if we don't say no to those vicious predators, and they, trust me, they are very well organized and they are very well funded. So we've got to get organized. We've got to get funded. It's time to let our righteous anger rise to the surface. There's some things that we can say, well, that's not good, but this is evil. This is absolutely evil from the pit of hell, and we cannot abandon these beautiful children who are longing to know that there's at least one person on this planet who cares for them. I want her to know it's you and it's me, and we're going to fight for them in Jesus' name.
That little girl's face, that precious child's face, will never leave my mind and my heart. I pray for her, but I want to do so much more because she's not the only one. There are so many young children like that. Can you imagine if you were 12 years old and it was your responsibility to take care of your brothers and sisters because your mom has left and gone off, and one of the children she's left to raise is a baby, and she's terrified that, but she still has to go out every night. She has to go out when it's dark because that's when all the beer cans are thrown out of the clubs. So she goes out between midnight and 3 in the morning and is terrified that once more she'll be kidnapped and put on the back of a motorcycle and find herself waking up in that room again. We cannot let that happen. We have some phenomenal partners on the ground. At Life Outreach, we have the largest center for these girls. It's called Destiny House, a place where they can be taken, where all their medical needs can be taken care of, where they can be told you are not a number, that you are a child that is loved by God, and we come in His name to tell you that you have value. So now is the time where you and I need to really step up. We are the Church of Jesus Christ on the planet at this time. This is our watch. We cannot allow this to go on. Our mission here is very clear and focused. Reach. We want to go to the villages. We want to get to these children before a trafficker is ever able to come within 10 feet of them, so they never have to face that. But then we want to rescue for those who've already been trafficked, who lie in the dark every night, terrified, waiting for the next man to come in. We want to take our SWAT teams. We want to kick those doors down. We want to rescue these young girls and then restore. Can you imagine? From the age of 9 to 12, you have to service men night after night after night. It takes a lot of work to be able to work with these young girls and tell them, you've been told that your life is worth nothing. We are here to tell you your life has value. The value that God puts on your life is the life of His own Son. So we need to work, and we need to do something, and we need to do it now. I'm really excited to tell you that some of our partners have put up matching gift. It used to be that for $128, we would be able to rescue one child. And that might be too much for your budget. But now, because of this matching gift, if you can give $64, our partners will match that. And together, you will have rescued a child. If you were able to give more, $128, now will actually rescue two children. And for those of you who've been financially blessed, $1,280 matched now, it used to rescue 10 children. Do you know now, if you're able to give $1,280, you will rescue 20 children. Isn't that amazing to be able to do that? You'll be able to reach, you'll be able to rescue, you'll be able to restore, and we'll do it in Jesus' name. The need is urgent. I just got back. It's getting so much darker. But as long as the body of Christ is on this planet, this is our opportunity to say we are not going to allow this evil from the pit of hell to go on. We're going to come with the light of Jesus Christ, shine into the darkness, and let people know you are loved by God. But we need your help, and we need it now. Please go to your phone. Please call that number. Give the best gift possible.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you this beautiful freedom bracelet, handcrafted by survivors of human trafficking who want to say thank you for helping those still trapped. Wear it as a wonderful reminder to pray for the outreach. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Freedom Tote. This quality canvas tote bag is made by trafficked survivors who are now learning a new trade and includes spiritual life resources such as books, devotionals, CDs, or DVDs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm standing here today at a border crossing here in India and Nepal. Multiple thousands of people cross through this border every day. But caught in the middle of all this flow, young ladies, even little girls, are being caught up in this darkness called human trafficking. They're going to be caught on the other side of this border. No passport, no legal documents, no identification, most of them never to be seen again. It's like these young girls are like in the jaws of death. And those jaws can either close in on them and take their life away, or those jaws can stay open. And they stay open by mission partners who are on these borders right now as we speak. They are intercepting these girls from being taken across that border. Well, they will disappear. If they do live, they're gonna end up with diseases like AIDS. Many of them end up committing suicide. But our mission partners can rescue them so that they can have a life. They get them in school, they give them training so they can move on with their life and really thrive. I wanna ask you today, right now, if you would go to your phone, call that number on the screen, go online, whatever gives you the greatest opportunity to give the most generous gift you can give to help our mission partners intercept these girls and get them out of the jaws of death into a beautiful life. God bless you and thank you for giving today.
Easy to get overwhelmed here. You know, you just see the tremendous need, the numbers of girls who need help. And sometimes allowing myself to be overwhelmed, it kind of shuts you down. But then, as I read the way that Christ was with people, Jesus is a people person. And Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost. And that word, lost, in the Greek means ruined, devastated, broken beyond repair. Everything in me that Christ is able to reach the most lost, the most devastating. Do you remember what it says in Romans 8? Where Paul says, I'm convinced that nothing, not death, nor life, not heaven, not hell, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Has not changed. He hears every voice in the middle of a noisy crowd and he says, bring them to me. And that's what we're doing. We want to bring them one by one to Jesus. And together, you and I can do that.
Yes, we can. Together, you and I can do this. I've had the joy of being part of every single part of our mission. you know, the part of reaching. We've gone way up high into the mountains in Southeast Asia to villages where our teams on the ground, boots on the ground, teaching children what to be aware of. Things that I can't imagine telling my son when he was 6 or 7 or 8, but it was the best news these children could ever have heard because it made them aware of if you hear these things, scream and run as fast as your little legs will carry you. And then I've seen the rescue where they'll go in to the worst of the worst, literally kicking doors down, you know, working with SWAT teams, working with the local government, working with local police and rescuing these girls, literally snatching them from the gates of hell. And then restore. I've sat with these children, I've run and played with these children. You see that little girl with a t-shirt that said, working girl? That shouldn't say working girl. That should say playing girl. That should say little girl playing with her dolls and running in the fresh air. The thing is, you and I can do that. We have some amazing partners on the ground, but they're counting on us to be able to keep underwriting their work. We have matching gift available right now during the special. It used to be for $128 that you could rescue one child. But some people say, you know, it's a little bit much. Now, if you're able to give $64, that it will be matched and you together you will rescue one child. But if you are able to give $128, and many of us are, now you're actually rescuing two children. If you have a little bit more and you're able to give more, $1,280 used to be able to rescue 10 of these beautiful children. But now, because of our matching gift, you're able with your gift of $1,280 to rescue 20 children, 20 more little feet running up the grass, enjoying the fresh air and knowing that they are loved by God. We need your help and we need it now, because the need has never been greater. So whatever you can give, will you do it now? Will you go to your phone? Will you, you know, go online, give the best gift possible? Because the thing is, if you give the best gift possible, and if I give the best gift possible, together we can change this situation. This is evil that is being perpetrated against children. You and I can come in the name of Jesus Christ and change their lives, change their destinies, and we can do it now. Please, go to your phone. Give the best gift possible. We have some lovely gifts that we'd like to send to you. I know that you don't give for that, but it's just simply our way of saying thank you. Thank you for hearing the cries of these innocent ones and deciding that you are not going to just flip through the channels or, you know, let it go and think, well, maybe another day. Another day might not come for some of these little ones. So we need to do something, and we need to do it today. Please call that number on your screen. Go online, give the very best gift possible, and together we can change the world.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you this beautiful freedom bracelet, handcrafted by survivors of human trafficking who want to say thank you for helping those still trapped. Wear it as a wonderful reminder to pray for the outreach. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Freedom Tote. This quality canvas tote bag is made by trafficked survivors who are now learning a new trade and includes spiritual life resources such as books, devotionals, CDs, or DVDs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Honestly, I don't think anything quite prepared me for this trip. I sat down and talked to a young girl who was basically sold into trafficking by her mother and father. And when they need more money, instead of them finding a way to get it, then they turn to their daughters. One of them is 15 now and the other one is 17. They have been basically sold every night in a karaoke bar where they have to persuade these men, these clients, to drink a lot, and then they have to be willing to go and sleep with these men. And when I look into the eyes of these little girls, they're just little girls. This cannot be their future. I feel like once we know something, you can't unknow it. And it's why we are here on behalf of Life Today, behalf of Life Outreach International, because we have to reach these girls before we can rescue them, before we can restore them. And that's our commitment to these girls. Not only do we want to sit down and talk with you, we want to get you out of the place where you are and put you in a safe place so that you can begin the healing process of being restored. And we're doing it all in the name of Jesus.
You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly.
Thank you so much for calling. This is our last day of this mission outreach, and I'm praying it's going to be the best day. Some of you have already given. I want to ask, would you consider giving another gift? I mean, the need is there. The need is huge. So even if you have, consider perhaps that you could do a little bit more. And if you haven't and you've been waiting to see, I pray that somehow the Holy Spirit has shown you how you can make a difference. So please call that number. Go online. Give the very best gift possible. And wouldn't it be great if we're able to bring news? You know what? It was the last day, but it was the best day we've ever had. We can do this together. This is profound evil, and we have been rescued by profound love. Let's make sure that the love penetrates every cell of our body so that we do reach, that we do rescue, and we do restore in Jesus' name. I'm Sheila Walsh. Thank you so much for being with us.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.